Satellites are really cool for remotely sensing the state of the Earth's surface and atmosphere, or even its shape. Those little swellings or shifts as harbingers of volcanic eruptions, for example. The limitation of orbiting satellites that are close to the surface for a detailed look is that they pass over in view any one place on Earth no more than twice a day. If we need to use various sensors to see the daily course of, say, smog developing over cities, we need to hover, something that satellites can't do. A good communications link, particularly over remote and underserved areas, could also use a hovering satellite. Now there's a way with high-altitude pseudo-satellites, or HAPS. These are high-flying aircraft flying in the stratosphere without fuel, being solar-powered with batteries. They can hover far longer than can balloons and can pretty much stay put. This April, there's a big test. A jumbo jet will carry the plane Odysseus to start its flight up to 20 kilometers in altitude. Odysseus is a very thin, light plane, but with a wingspan larger than a Boeing 777 jet. It can presage an area with many such HAPS. There's an attraction for investors, with an estimated revenue of $1.7 billion over the coming decade. Even more ecstatic are people such as James Anderson, an atmospheric chemist at Harvard. We might say he's atmospheric, as well as hoping to study the atmosphere even better. I'm Vince Gutchik, here with A Science Digest. For more, see science-technology-society.com.